What the fuck is up? Welcome back to No Bleeps. And today we're talking about Gabby DiMartino. And if you guys don't know who Gabby DiMartino is, she is famously known from the YouTube channel Nikki and Gabby. Her and her twin sister Nikki have a channel that they post content on. It is very much like a lifestyle videos that include fashion guides, DIYs, story times, things that they post together, but they both have their own individual channels and have posted a ton on their own. And honestly, they've gotten to a lot of drama on their own and together. There was drama last year of Gabby posting pictures without her sister's permission and them having a whole public online fight about the entire situation. There's times where Gabby was called out for copying Ariana Grande and trying to be Ariana Grande, and that honestly got her a lot more recognized by a lot of people because she started branching away from being a twin and started to be Ariana Grande, and that's what people recognized her for. She got a ton of backlash for always trying to look like Ariana, wear her hair like Ariana, you know, wear Ariana like clothing. And there were times that people were saying that Ariana was throwing shade at her. I mean, she was in the Ariana Grande Thank You Next music video, so Ariana can't, like, dislike her too much if she's about to invite her to be in a freaking music video. But people just think that that whole situation was really creepy, and it's truly what she's most known for other than being a twin and having a YouTube channel. But she has a vlog channel of her own called Fancy Vlogs by Gab, and she posts just like normal day-to-day vlogs on that channel. And I just recently found out that she had an OnlyFans, and the way that I discovered it, my oh my, I just, oh gosh, this is some serious shit right here, because I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. I really don't know what the fuck she was thinking when she decided she was going to get on her OnlyFans and do this shit. So I made a video about it earlier this week, but I couldn't really give you guys the full story because obviously had to be super censored in my video. And today we're, you know, bringing full context to the situation. And honestly, a lot of people are disturbed. I'm disturbed. When I first heard about the story, I thought it was fucking fake because it just was too unbelievable that someone would actually do this. Like, I don't know what. Like, ew, I cannot. So before I get into anything any further, I want to give a trigger warning. We are going to be talking about things that have to do with children and asexual nature. We're going to be talking about that lengthy. So if that is something that triggers you, I would definitely recommend not listening any further. Basically, Gabby is getting called out because she has an OnlyFans, which is not the issue. You know, great, you have an OnlyFans. A lot of people have OnlyFans now. You make great money on OnlyFans. And her membership is $9.99. So that is just to, you know, access the account. Like some photos, you still have to unlock some videos and photos on there. And then also you can get messages from her where she will send out mass messages asking people if they want to buy a photo or a video. And the big reason why we were talking about this is because one of those mass messages that she sent out really, really, really disturbed her audience. So she sent out a video that was 35 seconds long, and this was a mass message, so everyone freaking got it, unfortunately. And you had to pay $3 to unlock this video. And she put as an attachment with the video, "Won't put my panties on," with a little blushing face. So obviously when you freaking see this, you think, okay, is she gonna have underwear on? Like, what's the tea? What's going on? Like, it just sounds flirty. It sounds sexy. It sounds raunchy. Like, that's what she's doing. Won't put my panties on. I mean, come on. There's no way to... We're on OnlyFans. It's 18 and up. Her other content is also very raunchy. I mean, her banner is literally her ass. So, I mean, what are you expecting here? We're all expecting to see something sexual, that's for sure. So I got a DM about this situation, and I I could not believe it. Someone DM'd me and was telling me that when they unlocked this $3 video, it was a video of Gabby as a toddler pulling up her dress and showing off herself, like flashing herself for the camera. And I was like, oh my God. And they were trying to tell me, you know, this is child pornography. You don't know, like, why was she doing this? She's like tricking people into downloading this onto their computer and it's illegal. And I was like, holy shit, this is like a lot. This is a heavy situation. And I just kind of sat back on it for a second because I was like, maybe it's not true, because I was like, I don't have access to the OnlyFans. I don't want to see that stuff. I don't want to go and like confirm the video. So basically I waited and then I saw some people starting to tweet about it and I was like, oh shit. This is getting very freaking serious right about now. I saw a lot of people jumping to conclusions saying that she was disgusting and that they were hearing about all this nasty stuff that Gabby DiMartino has posted. And so I tweeted at her and I said, at Gabby Cake, you better make a statement ASAP about this OnlyFans shit. You better not be trolling with kid pics and thinking that's okay. Because, you know, like, you can't just send a sexy little message like that along with a kid video, a video of you as a kid flashing the camera. I mean, it's just that, first of all, that's gross. Why are you sexualizing yourself like that as a toddler? And then two, like, why are you tricking people into buying something that is you as a child? It's just, there's so many things wrong with this. She ended up quote tweeting my tweet and she said, a childhood video of me on the phone saying, Nani says put your panties back on and jumping up and down laughing. I'm sorry I didn't think that one through, period. A home video I love to share with my friends and I use my OnlyFans as a Finsta page where I share stuff as I would with friends. Girl, this is not some situation where you message people and you were like, throwback Thursday, and it's a video of you as a child. Like, no, you presented this as a raunchy little sexy little message and no wonder people got upset and people were very disturbed, because I'm pretty sure people were probably like, oh yeah, like I'm about to get turned on, and then it's like a kid and it's like, oh God, like that's alarming. It's alarming. And there are a lot of people that are saying Gabby trolls all the time, like if you watch her videos, you know, like her sense of humor. This sense of humor, this is illegal. You're not allowed to post this type of stuff. You can look it up. It says nudity can be considered sexually explicit content if it's sexually suggestive. And this is under the child pornography description. This is one of the sections. Nudity of a child can be considered if it is sexually suggestive. And the caption that she had with the message that she was sending, along with unlock the video for $3, it was sexually suggestive. And this is just proof that it's not okay for you to be sending that stuff. No matter what your humor is, you cannot be doing this type of stuff. And she knew what she was doing. Like, she was asking people to actually buy this video. And she later on even admitted that she was trolling people and that she was in the wrong. She said and admitted she was in the wrong for the situation. So for the people that are defending her saying this is just her sense of humor, this is her trying to connect with her fans, this is her trying to just, you know, show off her home videos and all this stuff, this is not her being like, I love you guys, throwback Thursday, here's the video. No. This is not it. And this is also not just like a Finsta page for her, because a lot of the stuff that she has posted on here is very sexy. It's very raunchy. It's not like kid pics for days, like look at Nikki and I as kids. This page was made for her to be a different kind of side, a little bit more personal, and that entails personal stuff of her being more sexy and raunchy than on her Instagram and on her YouTube channel. I'm sure that she messages people in the DMs of OnlyFans and has like personal conversations with people that pay the membership, but other than that, this is not a Finsta. Finsta is PG. Finsta's like, this is what I had for dinner. I'm hanging out with these friends. I'm crying. This, like, that, and the other thing. Photos that you wouldn't post on your regular Instagram. Like a spam account. This isn't a spam account. This is strategic, okay? That's exactly why she had that calculated message along with the $3 video. It's calculated. This isn't like a spam burner account. And she later on went on her Twitter to say, once again, this home video, like, storyline that she's giving off. She said, "The video was a goofy throwback family moment that I wanted to share with my personal OnlyFans fancy babies. I am sorry that this wasn't thought out completely. I apologize. The video is down now. I am sorry again if this came out wrong." This video was a goofy throwback family moment. Okay, but you literally, like, yes, it was a funny family goofy moment, but when you put it on OnlyFans, you make people pay for it. Everyone on the app is 18 and older. We look at all the other content that you post on your OnlyFans. We look at the message that you sent along with it in order to unlock it. And I am not getting that this is about to be family vibes, okay? I don't think a single person that purchased this was about to be like, ha ha ha, oh my God. Like, no. No, they were going to be disturbed that you just posted like a sexy little message along with a video of you as a child. And that's just simply that. And I know a lot of people are disagreeing with me because a lot of people have commented on Twitter like, it's a video of her, she can do whatever she wants, which apparently, you know, going by the law, a lot of people are saying, you know, it doesn't matter because she's like making people buy it and it's going to be on their computer now. And it's that it gets dicey because she is like flashing and it's not just like a random video of her as a kid. And a lot of people are saying that she's trying to just connect with her fans and she's just being funny. But this is like a very serious type of situation. This isn't just some little funny joke that she tried to play. It is the fact that she used that sexy message and the video of her is of her flashing. It's the combination of everything is all just very yucky. And it does not leave a good taste in people's mouths hearing about this situation. And I don't blame them. I don't know why on earth she thought that this was going to be a good idea. This was going to be funny. And people were going to respond well to this. It's just really uncomfortable. I just can't imagine trying to send a sexy message along with a video of a child. It's, I can't relate. That's so nasty. Like, oh my God, I just don't know how she didn't think this one through. And yeah, this is a mess. And a lot of people were trying to come at me and like ask me why I was like commenting on the situation and criticizing her and like saying that she would never be so disgusting. She literally admitted to trolling. So that's exactly it. Like, the presentation is key. The presentation is literally everything. The everything that is surrounding this, like, you just can't deny that it's gross to sexualize a video of yourself as a child flashing. They were just attracting a very dark crowd if people are down for that video. Ugh. Oh my gosh. So,
hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
She has taken it down. Luckily, I think that that was the right move for her to make because nobody should freaking have to see that at all. Like, oh God, $3. People spend $3 just to get scammed in a nasty little kid video. I can't even, I would be so mad. I would literally be so mad. $3 is a lot for some people. That is just so, I just cannot. Anyways, you guys, there's actually a whole bunch of shit that is actually going on the internet besides this entire Gabby DeMartino situation. There's been a shit ton of drama that's happened this week. And you guys, it's like literally Wednesday when I'm recording this, so you guys are listening to it tomorrow, but I have a list of things that I am dying to just talk about with you guys because I just, like, there's so many things. So I'm going to be coming out with a Shane Dawson video soon because there is a whole load of stuff that he has been doing to try to wiggle his way back onto the internet. And I'm just like, I'm not having it because he's trying to do it in a way where he doesn't have to apologize for things that he did. And he's like trying to make people feel bad for him. And I'm not having it. And then there's also this entire Austin McBroom situation where he's trying to fight Jake Paul and he just looks dumb. Like, he just looks dumb. Jake is trying to make this boxing career of his actually a career. Like, he wants to do this for real. He wants to fight actual fighters. And that's pretty much the only way he's going to really get respect by boxing. And he's been training for like 2+ years now. And he's fought two times like professionally. That's what they're counting. They're not counting the, like, him fighting KSI's brother. They're not counting that. But this situation of Austin thinking that he could bring his NBA, not even because he wasn't in the NBA, whoa, almost gave him too much credit. He can bring his basketball skills from high school. And I know he tried to say that he got an offer to play overseas, I think. But then they had a family, so he decided not to do that. But he's thinking he can bring his basketball skills to boxing and that he could beat Jake Paul with only a couple months training while Jake has had 2 years of training and he literally looks like an animal. Like, I watched the fight this past weekend where Jake fought Nate Robinson. At the beginning, I was like, oh my God, Jake does not have this because Nate was coming in hot. And then all of a sudden, Nate just kept going down and down and down. And then what do you know? He gets knocked out. And you know, this fight was kind of less crazy after Jake won because the way that he won, like, Nate was knocked out. So he was trying to be a little respectful and, you know, a little concerned for his health. But the last time that he won, he was an animal, I tell you. He looked so scary. His teeth looked like weapons. Like, he was screaming. And I was just like, this person is not anyone that I would want to be around. Like, I would just be definitely terrified by him. He was in beast mode for sure. And I don't know why Austin, like, the size comparison alone, like, Jake just looks like this massive beast right now. And Austin is just, like, doing him and living his rich little life. And, you know, Jake is rich too. But I just feel like Austin cares more about his shoes being shiny and his hair being right than really getting down and dirty and, like, about to fight Jake Paul. And he keeps posting these, like, photoshopped photos of him and Jake, and Jake is like this small little duck, and he keeps calling Jake a duck. And I'm like, I don't know what your point is here. This is useless. This is a major useless conversation. The fact that you even think that you have a chance against Jake Paul is honestly hilarious. And a lot of people, you guys, are really down to see this fight. A lot of people are down to watch this. People are honestly seeming to side with Jake a little bit on this, just with Austin's past and everything and how big his ego seems to be right now. I mean, truly, if he brought it down a notch, it would be a lot better, but it's just a little embarrassing that he just is so persistent. And then Jake in his vlog is calling Catherine his side chick, which is so disgusting. Like, she has 3 kids. Don't call her your side chick. It's just immature. I can't tell if this is a setup or not because the way that they just keep bringing it up, I can't tell if Jake is just feeding into Austin and trying to, like, make him upset. But Austin is definitely just getting annoying, and everyone is annoyed of his little comments. But anyways, that's that mess of a situation that I just truly can't deal with. Aside from all of the drama that has been going on this entire week, and honestly last week too, I definitely just want to take a moment and say that I'm so, so, so thankful for you guys. And just this past week, with Thanksgiving and everything that has happened, I just feel so thankful and grateful to have you guys in my life. And I don't know what you guys did for Thanksgiving, but I hope you guys had an amazing one. And I just want you guys to know that I'm so thankful that you guys listen to this. It really means the world. I just feel like this is a little community where you and I can just have a chat. Like, I can be more myself and just kind of like vent to you guys a little bit about things that are going on. And this week, the like Spotify top list came out so that you can see like the top podcasts you listen to, top music, top albums, songs that you listen to. Also, like on Apple, they came out with a list as well. But so many of you guys have been screenshotting me photos of the podcast in your top lists, and I just can't even explain how happy that makes me. Like, it's so crazy how I didn't really know how this podcast was gonna go. I was just like, okay, like maybe I'll do a couple episodes, like I just kind of wing it, and then people tell me that they love it, and I'm like, oh my god, what? Seriously? Like, I don't know, it truly just lights me up that you guys enjoy listening to me talk and want to know about my life and want to get to know me a little bit better. And that's pretty much all I could ask for in terms of like everything that has come out of this channel and this podcast, is that you guys actually care and want to listen to what I have to say. It's so important, and that's why I take it so seriously when I'm trying to get information for you guys, because I want everything to be accurate. I want you guys to be able to trust me and all that. But I did want to say that before I started to answer some questions for you guys. So let's get into the questions and answer portion of this podcast. I have some like holiday themes. I know last week was like technically the Thanksgiving episode, but I was like recording it not when it was Thanksgiving. So this is truly like the Thanksgiving recap for me. Someone asked me what my favorite holiday like seasonal food is, and when I tell you guys, we have Thanksgiving on Thursday and I have not stopped eating the food, and it's Wednesday, like I'm not sick of it yet. Mashed potatoes for sure are my freaking favorite, okay? And I've been making them myself. I use the Tasty recipe from like BuzzFeed's Tasty. That mashed potato recipe is bumping, okay? It's just so good. I made it last year and then I made it this year. And if you guys are dairy intolerant, I'm so sorry, but I made this cheesy hash brown potato casserole. It is a Cracker Barrel, if you guys know what that is. I've been there maybe like twice in my life, but I just remember this one little hash brown casserole that they have. And I found the copycat recipe online, and I've been having the cheesy potato hash brown goodness casserole as a leftover with my mashed potatoes. And I'm sorry, but cranberry sauce, I don't know why it's so controversial, but it's so freaking delicious. And in my Thanksgiving leftovers, I've been mixing, I'm sorry, this might be gross, but mayonnaise and cranberry sauce. When I tell you it hits. Like in a sandwich or in a wrap, it is so bomb. Like my mouth is literally watering because I'm so hungry just talking about it. I literally want to go make a sandwich right now with the leftovers. And this year I tried out this tofurkey, because if you guys haven't listened for a while or like maybe not followed me on Twitter, because I think I've talked about it on Twitter, that I don't eat meat. I do eat fish, so like I'm a pescatarian, and obviously I have dairy, otherwise I would not be having the cheesy potato casserole. But I did not have turkey on Thanksgiving, and I haven't had it in like 5 years, I'd say. And every single year that I have not eaten meat, there's just been a new fake meat turkey that has come out. Like when I first started, there was no options for me, none at all. I was just eating sides. And then as, I don't know, like society has discovered that eating meat isn't like amazing for you. I don't want to give like false information, but some people have just found that they don't want to eat meat as much anymore. It's like better for the environment. As more people have decided to choose to cut back, there's been a lot more options that have come out. And last year, I think I had the Gardein version, and that one is good. I love the gravy that it comes with, but this year I did a Whole Foods brand and I actually really, really liked it. I read some reviews before I bought it and someone said that it was like bland, but I really liked it because I mixed like everything with it and I had gravy and mashed potatoes and the cheesy potatoes and just, you know, all had that in one bite and it was just amazing. So I honestly don't even miss having a sort of meat on Thanksgiving because the sides is really just where it's at. So in terms of holiday food, that's where I'm at. And someone else asked me what I am most looking forward to in terms of like giving a gift this year, which I found very sweet, honestly. Like, that's a pretty good question. I feel like whoever asked this question is very much like a gift giver. And maybe I mentioned it here, but I'm very big on giving gifts. Like, I would rather give people gifts than receive gifts because I don't know why, like, when people give me gifts, I don't know how to react. Like, I'm obviously so happy and so appreciative, but I just, and it's like not embarrassment, but it's like, I want them to know how happy I am. It's like the level of uncomfortableness sometimes. I don't know. I'm like, what do I do with my face? What do I do with my hands? And I'm so happy, but I know I'm gonna like it when people give me gifts, but I always feel like I'm faking liking it, but I like it. I don't know. Anyways, now people are going to be like scared as shit to give me gifts. I love gifts, you guys. They mean the absolute world to me. I'm a hoarder. I keep every single thing. If you've ever given me a gift, I have never thrown it out. I am telling you, I literally love gifts. But my reactions, I just don't know what to do with my face. So I'm sorry. But I love giving gifts, which is weird because it's like I love seeing other people's reactions. So maybe people don't care about my reaction, but anyways, I love seeing people's reactions when they get gifts. I think it's like my love language to other people. A way that I show love is by giving gifts to people. And I have a lot of gifts that I'm quite excited for. Most of the people do listen to the podcast for the most part. One of my friends, though, I don't think she listens because she is like so busy right now in law school. So she's not have the time. We like barely have time to talk on the phone. We like text here and there, but and it's like one of those friendships where you don't need to talk every night to like know that you love and care about each other and support each other and stuff. But she loves Euphoria. She loves makeup. And I got her this like makeup kit. It's this glitter eyeshadow makeup kit, but it's the exact makeup that they use on the show. So it says like, oh, this one was used on Rue. This one was used on this person. And I'm like, this is perfect. This is the best gift, seriously. So that's what I got for her because they love her and it's perfect and amazing. And then I just got like a bunch of clothes for my boyfriend. Yeah, I think that's all I got. I don't remember. I've been ordering stuff like all year long and then I forget like what I buy. I'm still trying to decide when I'm gonna get a few other people, but I've been really liking food related gifts recently. If you guys know what Goldbelly is, I freaking love their website. This is like not sponsored at all. I'm just freaking saying that I heard about this site from Chris Clemens because he ordered like pizza from Prince Street Pizza in New York, I believe, and had it shipped through Goldbelly to his house. And it's like really expensive, the food that's on there, but it's from really well-known restaurants around the US, I believe. I don't think it's international restaurants, to my knowledge. I don't know. But you can order from all of these fancy places or well-known places, and then they will ship you the food. And I think that some of the food makes really great gifts. So I've been super into that. And honestly, I feel like gifts right now in this pandemic, like any type of like food delivery type of app, a gift card to that is so clutch. It would truly make anyone's day. Like, I think people underestimate gift cards. I feel like I grew up and people were always like gift cards or whatever, and gift cards like don't really have meaning, but I fucking love gift cards. Like, giving me the ability to buy what I want is amazing. Grocery store gift cards, oh, like, I'm gonna use that. So those are my holiday questions of the week. I actually really like these questions because it feels very seasonal and very on theme with everything that is happening right now. And I definitely want to know, if you guys are listening on YouTube, leave me a comment down below as to like what your favorite holiday food is and what is a gift that you're going to be getting someone this season that you're really excited for. And if you guys are listening on a streaming platform, I do have a YouTube channel where you guys can listen and comment on there. I love having the comment section. But if you guys have a question, you can email me in at the email address that is linked in the description if you're listening on a streaming platform. I would definitely love if we could stick to a holiday, like seasonal questions type of vibe this month, because tis this season, and why not bring some like seasonal cheer into the questions and answers portion of the podcast, just to keep things within the spirit and the holiday cheer alive. I know that the holidays can be a little rough for some people, but I just feel like we could maybe bring some cheer just like in some funny questions or lighthearted questions like the ones from today. But let me know, you guys, make them creative. But I love you guys so, so much, and I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys. I love you.